If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain. First, it's free, and we all love free. Their creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listener. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So definitely check it out. I am using Anchor and I love it. Hey, this is your girl Gina Cherie, and it is a Tuesday afternoon, about 2:37 right now. I know this is unusual for me to do a show around this time, but Tuesdays is one of my days off, so I figured this was a great day to jump on here and do a show since I have the free time. I'm gonna try to do a show. I'm sticking to Tuesdays, you guys. I know in some of my other segments I gave other dates, but Tuesday, and now I'm debating whether I'm gonna do it one early in the morning for my early birds and then one in the afternoon. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so it'll be easier for me to do a show around 6:30 or so, and then just recap a show at 2:30, 2:45 in the afternoon. So just in case if you miss the other show, you can catch it at 2:30. But I hope everybody's day is going well. Like I said, I am off today. So I got a few other things that I need to get done, but first we're going to get through this segment. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, whether your kids started back at school, or they still on some vacation, you're at work, you're at home, whatever the case, and whatever you're doing in the moment, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So let's jump right into it, you guys. This is season 2, episode 38. And my last show, I talked, the last two shows, I actually talked about the Wendy Williams and how she disrespected Swavey. Rest in peace to Swavey. And why we're doing that, I said rest in peace to Biz Markie. He passed away, and it was said from due to diabetes, which is kind of scary to me because I am diabetic type 2 and then try to take care of myself as best as I can. But it's just scary to hear someone else pass away from the same thing that you have. So rest in peace, Biz Markie. And before that, we're going to say rest in peace to Keisha Cole's mom. She recently passed away. Now, I don't have all the facts, you guys, so don't quote me on this. But from the articles that I read, she was celebrating her birthday. And as we know, if you guys follow Keisha Cole and you watch her show, her mother had a substance abuse problem. She had recently checked herself into rehab. She relapsed, is what the article is saying. But like I said, don't quote me. But it said that she died over an overdose. I know there is quite a few people that have family members that is dealing with substance abuse. It's something that definitely needs to be talked about, definitely needs to be worked on, help get them help. But at the same time, and this is not toward Keisha Cole's mom at all, I would never disrespect anybody that passed. But this is for anybody that's dealing with substance abuse or people that are dealing with someone that is dealing with substance abuse. As much as we want to love on them and get them well, you cannot help someone until they're ready to get help for themselves. That's just what it boils down to. Sometimes you have to love them from a distance until they're ready. And that's not just with substance abuse, you guys. That's like with anything that someone is struggling with. Until that person wants to get help for themselves, you really can't help them. And so that's something else that we can talk about, you guys, and get into if you guys are willing, because I know there are family members that are dealing with people with substance abuse. There's people in my family that have substance abuse as well, so I totally get it. I totally understand. So rest in peace, Keisha Cole's mom. I wish that you were able to fully recover from your substance abuse, and you're pretty young in age. So I hope that now that you're at peace And I know your family is going to be dealing with your passing, so we just ask that going in with a calm heart, and that the family members deal with it as best as they can. All right, so let's go into, there's one thing that I just want to throw out there real quick, because it's, I don't know, it's been happening a lot lately, you guys. So, and not only me, I talked to several people throughout the week and last week, coming into this week as well. And we have talked about disrespect with the boundaries. Now, what do you mean? Well, I mean, there are people that will disrespect you and then put boundaries on how you can disrespect them. Crazy, right? Definitely. I dealt with that, and in the back of my mind, I'm just like, where was all these feelings and emotions when you were being disrespectful and coming out of pocket and saying what anything and everything that you wanted to say to me? So then, and there's also people out there that will poke the bear and then get mad when the bear attacks. So how often do we see that, you guys? We see that a lot, especially in Karens. And yes, I said what I said. But there are just people out there in general that will poke, and then play the victim when you poke back. So how do we deal with this? How do we get through this? Do we react to it? Do we want to react to it? For those that react, I have reacted, but I am learning not to. I'm learning that a lot of times people that are poking the bear and being disrespectful and with just negative, that's usually them deflecting things that are wrong with them and things that they don't like about themselves, and they're deflecting it, objecting it onto you to make themselves feel better. Some of you guys may agree, some of you guys may disagree, but however, that this is my opinion on it. So I'm learning not to react. And I think that by not reacting, you are reacting. And let me clarify. Sometimes saying nothing is saying everything. And sometimes people are testing you and poking you to get a reaction out of you. And I've been a subject to this for a very long time. I thought I had to react to every single thing that was said to me or said about me. And now I'm learning that I don't. People's opinion is going to be people's opinion. It's like an asshole. Everybody has one. I don't have to respond to everything. So sometimes when you don't respond, you piss them off even more. And I think that's the best reaction ever. Now, if it's too out of pocket and I have to put you in your place, then I will do just that. But now it's like you are able to pick your battles. And if it doesn't require you to say anything so that you don't have to come out of character and stoop to their level, then fix your crown and keep walking in your red bottom heels, baby, and do you. Because a lot of times there is something about you that is intimidating that person. And that's the reason why they keep coming for you, is the words I'm gonna use. So that's the conversation that I've had with several people. So I was just like, whoa, that must be something that we need to address. If you guys have an opinion about that, you guys can definitely email me at hostginasheree at gmail.com. And as you guys know, the ones that follow my show, and please follow my show, I do a live show on blogtalk.com, blogtalkradio.com/GinaSheree. So you guys can definitely follow me there. And I would love to hear your guys' opinions. So you guys can write into the show, hostginasheree@gmail.com. Or you guys can catch me on my live show. And the phone number for that is 516-387-1939. I would love to hear you guys' opinion. We can make it live. I am worldwide, so it would be a great show if you guys continue doing that. Now, we had some people respond to the Wendy Williams episode that I've done, and I just love the interaction with you guys. Whether you guys agree or disagree, I just love your guys' opinion, something that we could talk about it, hence the title of the show, Talk About It. So yeah, definitely email me at hostginasheree at gmail.com, or you guys can call into the radio show at 516-387-1939, blogtalkradio.com/ginasheree. Okay, so I did change the dynamic of my show quite a bit. So at the end of the show, you guys, we are going to start announcing businesses, whether it's local. So if you have a business you're trying to get off the ground or you just want exposure, you guys can email me your business and your name, how to find you, social media. So I'm going to jump into one of them, and her name is Shane Perkins, and her business is fashionblueprint.com, where you guys can find her now. I've seen her on TikTok. And she was doing furniture. She absolutely took old furniture and she brought it back to life. And it was amazing. So when I seen it, I had to definitely drop a line to her. And she gave me her information. So if you guys don't throw your old furniture away, if you guys need to revamp it, bring it back to life, this girl can really take care of business. So once again, it's fashionblueprint.com. Go ahead and look her up. You guys can find her on TikTok too, at Sheen Perkins, S-H-E-N-P-E-R-K-I-N. G, and that is her name. So again, fashionblueprint.com. And like I said, you guys, if you guys have your business and you want me to shout out your business, I definitely will do that. Or if you know somebody that you bought from that you enjoyed their experience with that retailer, you guys can definitely leave the email at hostginasheree@gmail.com, and we can give them a shout out. So that is for one, but of course I'm going to use my platform for my own shout out, you guys. So I started my online boutique, bosschickcreations.com, and creation is spelled with the K. And if you go on there, you can see I have tank tops and shorts with my own design that I did myself. I also have my lip line. You get lip gloss. We'll have it in matte, liquid matte lipstick and regular lipstick. And my company is called vibelip.com. So those are two different companies that are mine. So if you guys check out Boss Chick Creations with the K.com, and also vibelip.com. So just tell me what you think. So that's it, you guys, for today. We're going to keep it brief. So look out for the show. Definitely, I am dedicating the show on Tuesday. So like I said, I'm in debate whether I'm going to do two shows, one at 6:30 in the morning for my early birds and one at 2:30 in the afternoon. So definitely Tuesdays is the best day. So yeah, I think that's it, you guys. Head over to my live show at blogtalkradio.com/ginasheree. Definitely follow me on either platforms. If you catch the show here, a lot of times if I don't do a live show, I do port this episode over to the live show so you can listen to it either way. But if you follow me on Anchor, you can also see my other platforms that I'm on. I got like six different ones and definitely do that. Also, you guys, I'm going to put my social media. So if you guys can follow me on GSL_radio on Instagram, definitely follow me there because sometimes I do live videos there. Also, my other Instagram is boss_chickcreations with the K. And you could definitely see my outfits there and my makeup line there. I'm going to be adding socks soon, so you guys can shop there as well. So, you guys, it's been fun. We're going to keep it short and sweet. We're about 15 minutes in, so we're going to keep it short and sweet. So enjoy the rest of your day, you guys. It's been a pleasure. Let me know what you guys think. Definitely email me, message me, call into the radio. Until next Tuesday, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll talk soon. This is your girl, Gina Cherie.